welcome to Engineering Influence. Today we have a special education spotlight episode on our newest online course, Advanced Skills for Superior Project Managers, Challenges, Proficiencies, Techniques. I'm Maureen Brown, and I'm joined by Howard Bernberg, Executive Director of the Association for Project Managers, and one of the instructors for Advanced Skills for Superior Project Managers. Howard, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thanks, Maureen, and I've enjoyed working with you on this course.
That's great to hear. Now, ACEC hosts a lot of online classes, but can you tell me about the format of this course? What makes it different from your standard webinar?
One of the great things about this program is that because it's an online course, we break it up into workable modules, workable sections. You can do this at your own convenience, whether you want to do it in the evening at home or during lunch at work. It's just a very flexible and easy way to get the information. What we've incorporated into it is a pre-recorded lecture, which you can access again whenever you want. We've built into that as well case study. And most of the case studies that I've used, and I'm doing the same thing with the three modules that I'm conducting, I have based on my own experience, and I think our other instructors are all pretty much doing the same thing. So that's an important factor as well. So it's pragmatic. It's very practical information based on the real world, not theory. And then in addition to the case study has built in questions. So we establish work groups, and the work groups are usually made up of people in the same geographic area. It could be people in the same time zone. It could be people in the same firm. And you're supposed to meet online, so to speak, or on the phone, and you talk about the questions in the case and answer those questions. And then on Tuesdays, we have a open session with the instructors on, and we talk about the case and the questions, and various groups are supposed to respond to that. So it's very interactive, and it allows you to gain more information than you would normally. It's not just reading or listening to videos. So it's a very interactive program, and it's one that has a lot of different aspects to it, which really can be very helpful to the learning experience.
And how many modules in total is this course?
Well, this one, like the foundation course, is 9 modules, and we found that to be the 9 weeks seems to be a good way to operate. The pre-recorded modules, and by the way, I didn't say this, the pre-recorded modules typically, they range anywhere from probably about 30 to 40 minutes, and some cases maybe an hour and a half, something of that sort. So, and you can stop and listen to bits and pieces of it, whatever you'd like. But the 9 modules seems to make a lot of sense, and each one generally has a case study.
Now, you mentioned that there were going to be other speakers or instructors. Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and about the other instructors on this course?
Thank you. The foundation course that we presented in the past, I was the sole speaker. I did all 9 modules over the 9-week period. And again, we did that 3 times in a year and a half. And I believe ACEC plans on doing that one again. However, this particular material, because it is a more advanced skills program, frankly, I felt more comfortable in bringing in experts, bringing in specialists in some of the areas. And I drew upon, by and large, my own network of people to do that. I'm an architect by background, and I often say tongue in cheek, don't hold that against me, engineers. But the other people that are going to be involved have a mixed variety of backgrounds as well. Pedro Amaral is an old friend of mine. I've known Pedro for years. I met him when I was teaching a course years ago. And Pedro is actually from Lisbon, Portugal, has tremendous experience working in the Middle East. He worked with Jacobs Engineering and has served as a consultant. He's an expert in huge projects and large projects, complex projects. He's actually written for me extensively in our journal, The Project Manager. So I feel really comfortable in Pedro working on this course. He's doing 4 of the 9 modules. So he's the mainstay. I'm doing 3 of the modules, by the way, the first 3, and then turning it over to Pedro. The other 2 speakers are well known in the industry, and many of you may know Barry LePatner. Barry's an attorney based in New York City, and he has for many, many years been very involved in the risk management issues and things related to that. He's written a number of books on the subject. Some of you may have some of his books, and I've known Barry for a long time as well. So he's somebody who I also feel very comfortable with. He's doing our ninth module, so you won't see him for a while. And then the fourth presenter is Andy Mendelson. And like myself, Andy's actually from Chicago, and he's now with the senior VP of Berkeley Design Professionals, which is more on the risk management and insurance side as well. And he's still working out of Chicago, but the company's actually based out here in California, where I am now. And so he's an architect. So you're going to have two architects, an attorney, and an engineer. So you have a real variety of perspectives in the material, and tremendous experience across the board.
Now, Howard, you've mentioned the foundational course for project managers a couple times now. How will this upcoming course be different?
Well, it's actually quite different. What we're doing is and this is my job, in the first session, the first module is our introduction and talk about some of the things I've discussed in this podcast. But subsequent to that, module two and three is essentially I'm going back through some of the material that was in the foundation course and then building on that so you can do a skills assessment. That's the whole idea of that. Get a flavor for what the skills you require in order to be effective as a project manager and to advance your career. Then we turn it over to the other presenters, the other three individuals, and it's completely different, really, than what we covered in the foundation course. And I'm excited myself. I've seen the slides. I've worked with the other presenters in getting the material together, but I'm excited to see their presentations simply because I'll learn from it as well. So I think it's a great opportunity for all of us to advance our careers and learn more.
And speaking of advancing careers, Howard, we know that there are a lot of options for professional development out there. So how would you help project managers make the case to their bosses that this new course is the one to take?
Well, there are a lot of opportunities to learn, and I'm well aware of many of those. Some of the programs that I've come across, or many programs I've come across, tend to be more generic in nature. This is specifically designed for you. It's specifically designed for engineers and related professionals. Many of the other programs that are out there are not. Some of the commercially available courses that I'm aware of that are offered to engineers, once again, you know, the instructors either are not design professionals, engineers, or architects by background, or the material, again, is somewhat generic and in some cases, unfortunately, commercial. So it's that's a major difference here. One of the real advantages to this, though, and I mentioned this earlier, was that you don't have to leave your office or your home. And you can gain the benefit of the material. The cost is going to actually probably for a lot of people because you don't have the travel costs and the hotels and all that. But in addition to it, it's the billable time. I mean, that's a big thing for a lot of people right now. If you don't have to leave your office and you don't have to lose the billable time for hours or sometimes better part of a day to travel to a location where you can stay in, again, you know, your own home and get the information, that's a wonderful opportunity. Because of the way we've designed the course with the case studies and the work groups, you're still able to share and learn from other people, again, without having to leave. And I can't begin to emphasize how valuable that is. I'm always aware of right now the billable time issue. People just can't afford to leave their offices. So I think that's a tremendous benefit of a course like this. It was what we found with the foundation course. I think one of the sessions we had on the foundation course, we had something like 44 or 45 people sign up for it for that reason, because, again, they get the information and they don't have to leave. So leave their office or home. So it's a great, great benefit.
Thank you for that, Howard. And thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. Registration is still open for advanced skills for project managers, challenges, proficiencies, techniques, and you can find more information online at acec.org under the Education and Seminars tab. We look forward to starting this course on September 9th, and we hope you'll join us. Thanks again, Howard.
Thank you, Maureen.